Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're doing a quick briefing, really just running through the educational content students are engaging with this week.
Exactly. Our goal is to distill the key takeaways from these articles and, you know, give you some practical starting points for discussion.
Let's jump right in. The first article is a big one, all about digital security. Anthropic uncovered what they're calling the first documented, near fully automated espionage campaign.
And it's linked to Chinese state-sponsored hackers. But the automation is the real story here.
Right.
Anthropic thinks that up to 90% of the operation was run by its AI, Claude Code.
So we're moving from human speed to machine speed in cyber warfare.
We are. And it was only caught because of, you know, anomalies like AI hallucinations and the fact that it was operating on China standard time business hours.
That immediately raises a huge question for students. How do you decide which tech to trust? And maybe, what are the risks of automating these highly sensitive tasks?
A massive topic. Okay, let's pivot to something decidedly less stressful. Our second article takes us to Tampa, Florida for a yoga class with chickens.
Wait, I have to stop you there. Are we talking about real, rescued, wild chickens?
We are. They even wear these brightly colored diapers, which they call overalls.
You're kidding?
Not at all. These birds are descendants of chickens from the 1880s, and they're actually protected by a city ordinance. But the real point is that it demonstrates the calming effect of animals. It actually reduces stress hormones.
That's fascinating. A great discussion could be, you know, if you could do any activity with an animal, what would it be? Or even looking into local laws that protect unique animals.
All right, next we have an important article on safety standards. For decades, U.S. crash safety testing used a dummy modeled on an average male.
And the results of that are pretty stark, aren't they?
They are. The data shows women are 73% more likely to be injured and 17% more likely to be killed in a car crash.
That's a huge disparity. It really highlights the issue of data representation.
Exactly. So the Department of Transportation is introducing a new dummy, the Thor 05F, that's designed to resemble the average female body. It has 150 sensors.
So that should help car makers tweak safety features. The questions there are pretty direct. What makes you feel safe in a car? And why is it so important to have representation when designing anything?
Speaking of dedication to improvement, our next piece features a quote from martial artist Bruce Lee.
Ah, the famous one. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once.
But I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. It perfectly captures his philosophy of Jeet Kune Do, deep mastery over shallow breath.
A great way to discuss the difference between practicing a skill widely versus practicing it deeply.
Right. And maybe what's one skill you would commit to practicing 10,000 times?
Okay, shifting gears again, let's talk current events. Article 4 is forecasting a record-breaking Thanksgiving travel season.
A big one. Something like 81.8 million Americans are expected to travel.
Wow. And most of them by car, right?
Yeah, about 73 million. It seems to be driven by stable gas prices. And interestingly, rental cars are about 15% cheaper than last year.
So a good prompt there is to discuss travel traditions and how big economic factors can influence family plans.
And finally, let's look at the psychology of color. A global Crayola survey found the world's favorite colors were mostly blues, like cerulean.
But it gets interesting when you break it down by generation.
It really does. So Gen Z preferred cerulean, that blue, while baby boomers favored Purple Heart.
And a psychologist suggested that preference for purple indicates evolving values, things like emotion, nostalgia, and honor.
So it shows how age and sentiment can influence something as simple as color preference.
A great discussion starter there is to just ask, how do the colors you like reflect your personality?
So yeah, we've covered a huge range today. Automated cyber warfare, crash safety.
All the way to Bruce Lee and the psychology of color. We hope these insights and talking points help you engage with your students this week.
They're great conversation starters.
Thank you for tuning in to The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.